Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good, my friend. Today we're going to talk about four hacks to increase revenue.
Dun, dun, yes. Dun. Everyone likes to make more money, right?
Everybody loves to make more money. And hey, we're going to give you some easy tricks you can use to increase your revenue. So without further ado, I'll kick us off. The first one is the most obvious: increase your rates. You know, I remember a few years ago, you know, somebody recommended that I increase my rates, and they told me that my revenue would go up. I'd actually probably get more clients than I was getting prior. And it just didn't make sense to me. It's like, you know, if I increase my rates, won't it be harder for me to get business? Shouldn't I be discounting them to get more business? And it's kind of interesting that the opposite actually happened. So I couldn't believe that doubling my rates would increase, you know, not only my revenue, obviously, it's obvious that it would increase the revenue, but the number of clients that came were staggering. You know, all of a sudden started attracting a different level of clients and a different type of client as well. So increase your rates, instant, you know, number one, no-brainer to increase revenue.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Great, great points. The next hack to increase revenue is to add upsells and downsells. The basic rule of thumb here is the easiest way to make more money is to get your existing customers, your existing clients to pay you more. You've already earned their business. They like you. They know you. They trust you. And so to add additional things that you could upsell to them is one of the easiest ways to increase revenue. So a lot of our listeners are building websites for clients. And so what that could look like is adding maintenance plans, adding hosting, adding email marketing, adding Facebook ad management, services like that, that you can upsell. And it fits with your core business of building the website. So it's an easy sell. You know, hey, I'm building your website. Now the next logical thing is for me to help you get more people to your website. And so, great way to increase revenue.
Yeah. And it's kind of a no-brainer, you know. The next point kind of ties in very close with that. The third hack that we're going to recommend is to retain your current customers. So if you do start offering some of those services that are, you know, recurring revenue generating, which we highly recommend, even if you're doing client websites and doing one-offs, implement some of these services, do some of these upsells, offer hosting updates, you know, maintenance plans, service agreements, inbound marketing. My initial goal whenever I started in the web development game was I wanted to have 100 clients at year five paying me $1,500 a year for different upsells and downsells. And, you know, if you maintain those customers and you continue to grow, it's just going to increase your revenue exponentially. So very important, retain your current customers, do a great job, make them want to stay with you, stay in touch with them, you know, let them know that you're there and just do a really good job for them.
Yeah, I could not agree more. The fourth and final hack to increase revenue is to run retargeting ads on Facebook and Google, YouTube. There's other third-party retargeting app platforms as well. And the basic rule of thumb here is people that come across your website and maybe they're not quite ready to, you know, sign up right then or reach out for a quote, whatever. Well, you want to stay in front of them. You want you to be on top of their mind so that when they are ready, they'll think of you. And so retargeting ads are a great way because when you're advertising cold traffic, it can be tricky and there's a much longer sales cycle. But when you're advertising to warm traffic, people that maybe were referred to you from a client or they heard about you from something else, you get a lot better conversion rate because they already know you, and there's already that small level of trust because they were referred to you. And so the retargeting can be a lot more effective.
And let me tell you, folks, Tim is a master of retargeting. I see Tim's face all over my website browser, whether I'm on Facebook or whether I'm on a website somewhere. Tim's ad pops up and he's retargeting me. So make sure that you have those pixels set up on your website so that you're able to, you know, retarget these customers and stuff that are coming to your website. So I think we've covered it on a previous episode.
Yeah, I was just going to say to what you were saying, David, about my ads. If you start investigating the Divi theme and you're doing Google searches about Divi and you're looking at Divi related things on Facebook, well, then you'll probably start to see my ads, my face popping up as well, because it's very highly targeted to Divi.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm sitting here using one of Tim's plugins, great features on WP the Podcast. And I want to see if episode 65, using Facebook ads to promote my web business. And I think we talk about pixeling in that episode. So go check it out. If you don't know what a pixel is, check it out. Is that it? That's about it from me, Tim.
Yeah, that's everything I wanted to say.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website and check out today's show notes, episode 98, 4 Hacks to Increase Revenue. And remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast wherever you listen to it. That's how people find us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.